Hi, and welcome to the Magazine Rack on Chris. I'm Emily. Today, we'll begin reading from the December 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. Let's start off with an exercise from the Pulse section, titled, The Power of Reflection. That doesn't mean looking in the mirror. Self-reflection is about gaining insight and self-awareness that can lead to feeling more grounded, says psychologist Rachel Goldman, PhD, a clinical assistant professor in the Department of Psychiatry at NYU Grossman School of Medicine in New York City. Consider this your emotional well-being check-in. Get out your pencil, ponder, then respond to these prompts. Write down one accomplishment you are proud of this year. Write down one characteristic you love about yourself. Write down one behavior you want to change next year. Next, we have your December to-do list. Check off the ones you get done. Be generous. Research says that giving gifts prompts the flow of feel-good brain chemicals. If you consider yourself crafty, you can double down on the joyful vibe by making something handmade this holiday season. DIY projects may help lower stress and increase happiness, studies show. Hug it out. Physical touch, such as an embrace, can improve well-being and may even help lessen pain, depression, and anxiety, research suggests. There are plenty of hugging opportunities during the holiday season, so give friends and family some festive love with consent. You can reap all the benefits. Get organized. Prep for a new year by getting a 2025 planner. Using a planner can help you keep up with healthy lifestyle habits as well as ensure that you complete your must-do tasks, which can dial down stress. The Prevention 2025 Planner, packed with features to support organization and wellness, is a great option. And you can purchase the planner at prevention.com/2025planner. Make a DIY humidifier. The heater can make indoor air dry, which may cause or worsen issues like dry skin. A humidifier returns moisture to the air so you can feel better. Create one in a pinch by filling a heat-safe bowl with water and setting it on a radiator or a floor heating grate. When the heat cranks on, the humidifying begins. Moving on to the next article, titled, Test Your Sleep Smarts. Circle the correct answer. Number 1. A good night's sleep improves the functioning of which of these? A. Brain. B. Heart. C. Immune system. D. All of the above. The best answer is D. All of the above. Think of your body as a computer that needs to power down overnight to perform optimally the next day. Cognitive function and memory are directly impacted by the amount of shut-eye you get. Also, sleep supports heart health. While you slumber, your parasympathetic nervous system takes control of bodily functions and gives your cardiovascular system a rest. And sleep is when your body ramps up production of cytokines, proteins that bolster immunity and improves the function of infection-fighting immune cells. Number 2. Sleep plays a role in weight management. True or false? The best answer is true. It's true. Studies show that sleep deprivation can increase the risk of weight gain and obesity. Here's why. When you don't get enough sleep, the hunger hormones that help regulate appetite can be disrupted. Ghrelin, a hormone that makes you feel hungry, increases, while leptin, the hormone that makes you feel full, decreases. Not only does a lack of sleep increase your appetite, but it can also make you crave too many sugary or processed foods, which may result in excess pounds when they're a regular part of your diet, says Ezra Tassali, MD, director of the UChicago Sleep Center at the University of Chicago Medicine Center. Number 3. Snoring can be a sign of a serious medical condition. True or false? The best answer is true. Obstructive sleep apnea is a disorder that often causes snoring, though not all snoring is a symptom of sleep apnea. With sleep apnea, throat muscles relax, blocking air movement, so breathing stops and restarts repeatedly. It can lead to daytime fatigue and increase the risk of high blood pressure and even heart failure. For more about obstructive sleep apnea, including when to call your doctor, turn to page 76. Number 4. Your body prefers to get this many hours of sleep per night. A. 5 to 6 hours. B. 7 to 9 hours. C. 8 to 10 hours. The best answer is B. 7 to 9 hours. According to the National Institutes of Health, NIH, 7 to 9 hours of sleep is recommended for adults. Sleep is crucial for overall health. It is the foundation for psychological and physiological processes, says Natalie Daltovich, PhD, an environmental fellow at the National Sleep Foundation. During sleep, the body undergoes essential restoration and repair. Number 5. Which doesn't support good sleep hygiene? A. Going to bed and waking up the same times each day. B. Taking a magnesium supplement for relaxation. C. Napping during the day to make up for missed nighttime sleep. The best answer is C. Napping during the day to make up for missed nighttime sleep. Relying on daily naps isn't a great way to make up for lost sleep. While an occasional 30-minute cat nap can improve alertness, it won't totally replace lost sleep because half an hour isn't enough time for all body systems to recharge. And napping can backfire and cause insomnia, further disrupting your circadian rhythm. Keeping a consistent sleep schedule is the best way to help yourself fall asleep faster and wake up rested. Taking a magnesium supplement may relax you so you can get into sleep mode, but talk to your doctor before starting a new supplement. Moving on to our next article from the Pulse section, titled Holiday Hazards. Deck the Halls season can present plenty of dangers for your furry pals, warns Whitney Miller, DVM, MBA, DACVPM, and Chief Veterinarian at Petco. Check off the three items that pose the greatest risk to pets. Hanukkah candles, Christmas tree, sugar cookies, wrapping paper, sugar-free candy. Answers. Sugar-free sweets. The artificial sweetener xylitol in hundreds of store-bought treats, including sugar-free candies, cookies, and ice cream, is extremely toxic to dogs and can be deadly, says Miller. If you think your pooch has eaten some, contact a veterinarian or the Pet Poison Helpline immediately. Menorah. Keep Hanukkah candles out of reach so pets can't investigate them. An unlit menorah could ding them if they knock it over and it falls on them. And never leave any kind of lit candles unattended. One case of the zoomies could lead to a disaster. Christmas tree. This twinkling tradition can be unsafe. Swallowing tinsel can cause intestinal damage, and glass ornaments can injure little paws if they fall and shatter. Also, the oil and sap in pine needles can be harmful if ingested, and stagnant water in the stand can be filled with bacteria or toxic chemicals, says Miller. And curious cats can get tangled in electrical cords. She suggests putting the tree in a pet-free room or creating a playpen-like barrier around it. Our next activity from the Pulse section is titled Match 'em Up, Immunity Edition. Pair each food with its immune-boosting nutrient. The foods are orange, oats, yogurt, sweet potato, Brazil nuts. And the nutrients: vitamin A, selenium, vitamin C, probiotics, Zinc. Answers. Orange and vitamin C. There's no secret that vitamin C is a cornerstone of strong immunity. It helps produce white blood cells to fight germs and supports the immune system overall. Load up on a variety of this in-season fruit. Oats and zinc. This mineral helps enhance immune function, and research suggests that it may help reduce the duration and severity of cold symptoms by keeping illness-causing viruses from multiplying. Yogurt and probiotics. You need good bacteria to promote a healthy gut microbiome. Important since much of your immune system lives there. Lactobacillus and Bifidobacterium are two strains found in this food. Sweet potatoes and vitamin A. It has antioxidant properties and helps your body regulate your immune system. Vitamin A is fat soluble, so having it with a healthy fat like olive oil or avocado can help your body absorb it more. Brazil nuts and selenium. This powerful antioxidant helps fight oxidative stress and inflammation, key players in your body's ability to fight off sickness. Eating just a small amount of this food delivers 100% of your daily needs. Our final activity from the Pulse section is titled, Stretch It Out. When you hold still during a stretch, it's called static stretching. Besides feeling incredible and improving flexibility and range of motion, a move like the forward fold can also help you better cope with stress. Step 1. Stand with your feet about hip distance apart, knees slightly bent. Step 2. Fold forward like a rag doll. Try to be in this position as lazily as possible. Step 3. Inhale fully through your nose. Increase your knee bend slightly to allow for more rib cage expansion. Step 4. Exhale slowly and fully through your mouth as you try to fold further. You can hug or hold your torso or legs to gently pull yourself in. Step 5. Hold the stretch for 30 seconds, or as long as it feels good. Try bite-sized movement. We all tend to move less in the winter. Lean into low-effort activity with these easy options. They will help improve mobility, flexibility, coordination, and overall well-being, says Vaughn Gray, NASM-CPT, a personal trainer in New York City. Neck stretch. Gently tilt your head to one side. Hold, then tilt it to the other side. Marching. Lift your knees high and swing your arms. Hand stretch. Extend one arm out, palm up. Use the other hand to gently pull back on your fingers. Switch hands. Ankle rolls. Sitting or standing, alternate lifting one foot off the ground and rolling your ankle in circles both clockwise and counterclockwise. Calf raises. Standing, slowly raise your heels, balancing on your toes, then come down again. Hip stretch. Standing, take a step back with one foot. Hold for a few seconds. Switch sides. Moving on to the wellness section of Prevention Magazine, our next article is titled, 5 Myths About Thyroid Health. It's true that this butterfly-shaped gland in your neck keeps your metabolism on course, but it is not to blame every time things go south. Here's your monthly fact check by Kate Rockwood. Myth number 1. If you have unexplained weight gain and fatigue, it's most likely a thyroid problem. Mythbuster. While these symptoms can point to a thyroid issue, weight gain and fatigue can result from other factors such as diet, lifestyle, stress, and poor sleep, says Mihail Zilberman, MD, MBA, an associate professor of medicine at Johns Hopkins University School of Medicine. The thyroid releases hormones that help regulate many bodily functions, and when it puts out too much of them, it's known as hyperthyroidism. When it secretes too little, hypothyroidism, you may gain weight and feel fatigued. Ask your doctor for a thorough evaluation, advises Dr. Zilberman, especially if you've noticed a heart rate shift, unexplained weight changes, difficulty sleeping or staying awake, sensitivity to cold or heat, jitteriness or anxiety, depression, irritability, or significant shifts in your menstrual cycle. Myth number 2. Neck lumps are typically thyroid cancer. Myth buster. Most of these lumps are benign, says Theodore C. Friedman, MD, PhD, a professor of internal medicine at Charles R. Drew University and UCLA School of Medicine. In fact, thyroid nodules are far more common than more people realize, occurring in up to 65% of people and are cancerous only around 10% of the time. Also, neck lumps aren't always related to the thyroid. They can be caused by swollen lymph nodes or cysts, which often go away on their own. Still, if you notice a lump that's not going away, talk to your doctor. Thyroid cancer, even if it is that, is highly treatable. Myth number 3. People who have hyperthyroidism are lucky because they eat whatever they want. Mythbuster. Any envy is misplaced. While those with hyperthyroidism may not gain weight easily or at all, the condition can cause serious heart problems, including stroke and heart failure, when left untreated. And even if an overactive thyroid speeds up their metabolism, no one gets a free pass to eat whatever they want. A faster metabolism can lead to weight loss and increased hunger, but it's still essential to maintain a balanced diet, as eating unhealthy foods can lead to other problems such as nutrient deficiencies and heart disease, says Dr. Zilberman. Hyperthyroidism should be treated, and once it is, bad eating habits may remain, so it's always best to stick to a healthy lifestyle to ensure overall well-being, he adds. Myth number 4. Those with hypothyroidism can't lose weight. Mythbuster. They can. With proper medication, a balanced diet, and regular exercise, people with hypothyroidism can lose weight, says Dr. Zilberman. An underactive thyroid can generally add between 5 and 10 pounds to a person's weight, often due to fluid retention. But medication can help return thyroid levels to normal range, supporting their efforts to get back to their previous weight. According to the American Thyroid Association, once hypothyroidism has been treated and thyroid levels are normal, the ability to gain or lose weight is the same as in patients who do not have thyroid problems, which is to say that while losing weight is never easy, it is not impossible. Myth number 5. Supplements are as good as medication for treating thyroid issues. Mythbuster. Self-treatment isn't the way to go. Instead, stick to the medication your doctor prescribes. For hypothyroidism, that's usually levothyroxine, which mimics the hormones your body should make, essentially replacing what your thyroid isn't producing. For hyperthyroidism, the most common drug is methimazole, which helps slow down the overproduction of hormones. Keep in mind that many supposedly thyroid-aiding supplements contain iodine, which can cause problems. Typically, the iodine from your diet should be enough to support thyroid function, and too much can make autoimmune disorders like Hashimoto's disease, which can cause hypothyroidism, worse. Always tell your doctor about any supplements you're taking for any reason. Our next article from the wellness section is titled, Natural Fixes, Ease Your Eczema. Try these holistic remedies to get relief for irritated skin by Madeline Haas. For people with eczema, dry, itchy, scaly skin patches on the face and body are a frequent nuisance. Unfortunately, experts don't know the exact cause of this uncomfortable condition, but it may be triggered by disruptions of the skin barrier, imbalance of the skin's microbiome, and immune dysregulation. Environmental factors such as cold or dry weather, contact with certain fragrances or dyes, and stress can make it worse. Luckily, there are a handful of home remedies that may help soothe your skin, says Azeda Jirazi, MD, a dermatologist at Lahala Dermatology and Laser Surgery Center. Probiotics. Probiotics may help strengthen the immune system, improve the balance of gut bacteria, and enhance the skin's natural barrier function. As eczema is associated with immune dysregulation, a probiotic supplement could help reduce the inflammation associated with it, Dr. Shirazi explains. Probiotics are not a replacement for medication, but are often used alongside conventional treatments in the hope that they will enhance overall effectiveness. Talk to your doctor before taking any new supplement. Colloidal oatmeal. Anti-inflammatory properties of colloidal oatmeal, you can find it in the baby aisle, help calm irritated skin, says Dr. Shirazi. It is also moisturizing, so it keeps the skin hydrated, reducing dryness and strengthening the skin's barrier. The anti-itch properties of colloidal oatmeal can be particularly helpful in managing the itching. Try applying creams and lotions with this ingredient or taking a colloidal oatmeal bath. Petroleum jelly. Petroleum jelly, such as Vaseline, is often recommended for managing eczema as it forms a thick barrier over skin, Dr. Shirazi says. This helps lock in moisture and prevent dryness. Petroleum jelly also helps shield skin from irritants, allergens, and environmental factors that could exacerbate eczema. Try applying a thin layer of it on clean skin as part of your daily skincare routine. Eczema medications. If none of the above options work, topical steroids are generally the first line of treatment. However, because of the risk of thinning skin, stretch marks, and loss of effectiveness, they shouldn't be used long term. Oral medications can reduce inflammation, and injectable treatments like Dupixent target the underlying cause of inflammation. When to see a doctor. If over-the-counter measures are not effective at managing your eczema, you likely need prescription treatments. If you have severe eczema or persistent symptoms, seek advice from a healthcare provider. And our final article from today is titled, Beauty, All That Glitters, Tips from a Pro for Wearing Sparkly Makeup at Any Age, by Bobby Brown. Bobby Brown is a makeup artist and the founder of Jones Rhodes Beauty and Bobby Brown Cosmetics. I'm not a fan of hard and fast makeup rules, especially when it comes to age, but I do have some non-negotiables. Protect skin from the sun's harmful rays with sunscreen year-round. Drink plenty of water to stay hydrated from the inside out. And use moisturizer to plump skin, lessen the look of fine lines and wrinkles. A myth I've heard repeatedly over my decades-long career is that people over a certain age shouldn't wear glitter. Who are these joy stealers? Don't let them dull your spirit or your complexion. Strategic shimmer can work in your favor, especially when it's the cherry on top rather than the whole dish. I like to apply a light shadow, silvery gold, or a silver gold combo right on the inner corners of my eyes. It wakes up my whole face. Here's how to add glitz to your makeup routine without looking like a disco ball. Use the right formula. There are many pretty new glittery products. Avoid formulas that are too dense and too thick and hues that look ashy on skin, such as silver on its own. Instead, look for one that has some sparkle but is sheer, so when you swipe it on, you can still see your skin beneath. I use Jones Road Sparkle Wash on my lids, as it's super lightweight and comes in subtle shades to add depth and intrigue. And you can purchase that for $25 at jonesroadbeauty.com. Get specific. When using glitter, it's best to focus on one or two features to play up. You can use eyeshadow, lip gloss, or highlighter to add a bit of shimmer to your look, but try not to do so all over. For sparkling eyes, pick a cream-based shadow with glitter. I like Jones Road's Just a Sec in Cool Taupe to add iridescent depth without having to worry about it falling beneath your lids, as powder shadows tend to do. And you could purchase that for $26 at jonesroadbeauty.com. To accentuate cheekbones, I like Jones Road's Miracle Balm in a shade with glitter, like Golden Hour. It's a warm gold with shimmer that works on all skin tones. And you could purchase that for $38 at jonesroadbeauty.com. I also like Sparkle in a lip gloss. In a lipstick formula, it's going to be too dense, especially for those with dry lips. Pick a gloss shade that has a bit of shine and wear it solo or on top of a nude-hued lipstick. Apply sparingly. In the world of glitter makeup, a little goes a long way. Because you're not using it all over, you can apply eyeshadow, highlighter, or lip gloss with a brush or your fingers, depending on the formula. Either dip your finger into the product or swipe some liquid onto your digit, then apply it directly to the targeted area, blending outward until you get the desired look. If you don't like the results, use a non-oily eye makeup remover with a sponge to get rid of the glittery evidence. That's it for this installment of the Magazine Rack. I've been reading from the December 2024 edition of Prevention Magazine. I'm Emily. So long until next time.